You have an interest in cars.
Yes.
When did that interest begin? Is that at Edison? Where is it? Where does it begin?
I don't have a great memory of my mom taking me to school, but I do remember when I turned 16, they promised that they'd buy me a car. And so my first car was a 1968 red GTO. It was only the two-barrel. He thought that would, my dad thought it'd be smarter than give me something extra fast. And it was an automatic, which most of them were standards. But it was beautiful. And I loved taking care of cars. I just love the beauty of cars. Again, I'm not a mechanic. Didn't want to become a mechanic. I just love cars. So I've had over 55 cars. Trade frequently. For a while, everybody joked I hadn't bought a set of tires for a car because I didn't have them long enough, but now I have. Simple cars. I had Pinto. I had Audi. I had several BMWs. I've had Dodge Caravan and family car, Riviera, and Lancia, L-A-N-C-I-A, Lancia Beta Coupe, Italian car. That was a mess. It wasn't so good. Volkswagens, Mazda RX-7. But when I got to Muskogee in 81, we had a powder baby blue Mercedes station wagon, which I loved. That was a family car. Then I started buying Porsches. I've had every kind of Porsche. And now I finally graduated to an electric Porsche. That's not bragging, but it's the best car I've ever had. It is. Just sitting in the car turns me on. So, I mean, that's just, you know, I don't have a hobby. I don't collect stamps or coins, or I don't hunt and fish. I don't shoot anything. But I do like cars.
I was going to ask you about electric cars and their future. Right now, in 2022, the demand is probably greater than the infrastructure will allow. We have gridiron issues, all that's facing us now, but I would imagine in the next 10 years some of that will be solved. What do you see of electric cars and how fast they're going to be accepted?
Well, I think the battery life will slowly increase, I hope. I think the price of the batteries will come down, I hope. But yes, there is a problem. They're selling so many electric cars so fast now. If you look around town, there's lots of Teslas. And there's lots of charging stations, but charging stations take some time. Some of them rapid charge 20, 30 minutes. Well, I guess you could plan to eat lunch or eat dinner while your car is charging if you're traveling across the country. But somebody said they traveled from Chicago to LA and they had to charge six times, 2 or 3 hour downtime every time you charge. I mean, there's some disadvantages to it, but because I have a charger here at the house, I just charge it at night when it gets low. And so the quietness of the car, that first second of acceleration is just, the Porsches I had in the past that were loud and fast, screaming, I liked all those, but now I'm old and maybe I like my loud rock and roll music, but I like my soft, quiet car.
You have to pipe in the sound of a motor?
They do have that now.
Yeah.
And it sounds pretty good.
Did it increase your electric bill here in your house much?
I am embarrassed. I can't tell you.
Okay.
So high right
as
now.
As best you don't know.
As you might know, but you hadn't told me. She wanted me to get rid of the car recently with all the things going on in my life because it's expensive. Until I let her drive it. Now she's driven it several times last month. She goes, nope, let's not get rid of it. It's too nice.
Yeah.
She's a car person too.
Good. Ronnie Watson, who is a good friend of yours, good friend of Bill Lobeck, who is a car person himself. Tell me, Ronnie's 80th birthday, you traveled on Route 66. Tell us about that event.
Okay, so we all rounded up about 11, had lunch at Mother Road Market, and then there was about 30 or 40 cars. We all got together, and the police, highway patrol escort, and went on old Route 66 all the way to, Pops outside.
Oh, yes.
Home City.
Right.
Before we all stopped there and then came back. It was just fun. You know, we weren't driving fast, and highway patrol was make sure we could go through all the towns. It was a great time. It was a great idea. I know Bill had a great time. Ronnie had a great time. And lots of nice cars, nicer than mine. That was several years ago.
I know this present car, electric, is special to you. Is there a car that you said, you know, I should never have sold that one?
Well, in retrospect, I shouldn't have sold the GTO, but because I really didn't own it, my parents did. That'd be a hard one. I don't know. I am always looking at the next best thing that comes down the road, and so I have very few regrets about getting rid of a car, because the next car I get is always better for me, or I wouldn't have traded. You know, trading cars as often as I did, you don't make a whole lot of money. I have lately, based on the market being so upside down, that is another maybe good or bad thing about my personality is, you know, I don't look back very much.
Yeah.